a wonderful start to the world to the World Rugby Cup. Fantastic. The it's as good as we could have expected. You know, we were a bit down in the dumps perhaps after the demise of England and the, you know, lacklustre performances in the friendlies leading up to this. But I think Joe Smith has answered a lot of questions. We seem to be very, very well prepared and things went our way very much. It was a wonderful start to the campaign.
How disappointing were Scotland, though?
I would accept that Scotland didn't play particularly well, but then again, you know, you can only play what's in front of you, and we sort of made it difficult for them, is the way I would put it, rather than them playing badly. Scotland play a high tempo game, quick ball from Rooks, you know, Stuart Hogg, Finn Russell playing off the cuff type of thing, and I don't think the greasy ball sort of suited that, so that played into our arms a bit. But we up fronted, we came up front, we gave them ball, and they got ball going on the backward foot more, and we put pressure on them, which in turn made them make mistakes, and we capitalised on their mistakes. But we were ready for it, we were up for it, and you know, everything went well. Phyllis played very, very well. You know, our main men came back to form, particularly Sexton and Conor Murray, who are the heartbeat of the team.
I was going to say, Conor Murray ran the show for Ireland today, but it was the work of the pack was top-notch, and that gave Murray the platform to perform, really.
Absolutely. I mean, rugby is a game of possession. I've said it 100 times. If you have the ball, it means the opposition don't have it, so they can't play. We got ball on the forward foot from sterling performances from the likes of Tyke Furlong, Henderson, Van der Fleer and Conan when he came on. We got ball on the forward foot, and that's exactly what you want, and we executed extremely well. I mean, Furlong hasn't played particularly well since he had 3 or 4 great tests there with the Lions a couple of years ago. He was outstanding, and if you're standing up on the right-hand side of the scrum, it's a great start. And Henderson, the same, was a great deputy with them. The whole pack, CJ Stander as well, it was fantastic. We got ball on the forward foot, as you said. Murray had a look, did the right thing all the time, and you know, he's had an indifferent year or so. So it was wonderful to see the main men doing so well, particularly against a Scottish team that have caused us difficulty down the years.
Mas, Roar mentioned there, you know, how bad were Scotland, but was it that Ireland didn't leave them play their game?
Oh, absolutely. And, well, I think the situation, the wet ball didn't help their fast tempo game either, because when you're playing with a wet ball, you have to catch it sort of first before you pass it on, whereas if there's a dry ball, you maybe are able to flick it, not take it into your chest as much like. So the actual conditions didn't help, but the fact that they were on the hind foot, it's very difficult for them to play a high tempo game in that situation, and I think they were trying to force the game too much, which didn't help. And the harder they tried, the sort of worse it got, you know. And we capitalised on that. But having said that, we were in their face. We were the guys on the forward foot, and that makes a terrible difference at that level. Plus the fact that Finn Russell, really at 10, had a pretty poor game, you must say, but we were as much a cause of that as perhaps himself.
Would you be worried about any injuries there? They took Johnny Sexton off. Looked like he might have had a touch of a groin or hamstring issue.
It did, and he hadn't been taking the place kicks, which is unusual. Yeah. He had stopped taking the place kicks, which is unusual. Peter Romani, I'm not too sure. Bundyaki or HIA, I think. But they didn't look anything like anything serious. I'd be a bit worried about Peter Romani, because we need the back rowers of his quality. I mean, the Van der Fleer did very well, Conan did very well, but we're already down Sean O'Brien and Levy, two world-class back rows. So if we were to lose another back row going through the tournament, that wouldn't be good. But he didn't look too serious going off, so hopefully it was only a knock. But the likes of Peter now would be imperative to us, particularly without Dan Levy and Sean O'Brien.
Yeah, I think it's O'Mahony and Aki are going to had HIA ones today, so with a six-day turnaround, it's probably unlikely they're going to play next weekend.
Unlikely, and I think the most salient point about next week was answered today, because on the ground, I hear that Japan were going to target the team that were beaten today. Mm. In other words, they would see the team that was beaten today as the most vulnerable and the best chance for them to come second. So there's perhaps a chance that Japan may not put out their best side against us next Saturday and save the best for last against Scotland. That could be a trend. You know, they might say Ireland are much too good to target to try and beat. We'll save our best for Scotland. So that could be a plus for us in the six-day turnaround, you know.
As you mentioned, Moss, a number of players standing up today. Andrew Conway, Jordan Larmour, when they were included in the team, maybe some eyebrows raised over that, but they certainly answered their doubters today.
Absolutely. Larmour, who had a couple of iffy performances at fullback when Smith picked him before, was very assured under the high ball force, which is the most important thing. You have to catch it first before you do anything. He did that extremely well. He came out of defence extremely well and turned defence into attack. And like him, I was very happy for Conway to get the try in particular. Mm. He's been a wonderful player. I remember him being described one time as the best schoolboy player that ever came out of Blackrock College, which is saying a lot. But he's had a very rough start. He came down to Munster from Leinster. He's been injured a good bit, but he's always been a quality player who gives his all. And he's a great guy to win the ball in the air offensively, and he's a great guy to catch it defensively. And it was great to see him get picked, even though a lot of people wouldn't have picked him. And it was great to see Larmour picked. And the two of them were absolutely excellent. And the crowning glory, obviously, was the try for Conway, which both of them contributed to. It was great to see it, and great to see Conway rewarded for his persistence. He's 28 now, but he hasn't played a lot because he's been in and out and injuries and all that. But he is a very good competitor. And after today, I think his stock would even get higher, because the better they'll get, and they'll get confidence from that.
Have expectations been raised after today's performance, you think?
If we wanted to be absolutely analytical, and I've said it many times, we can perform against anybody in the world with the possible exception of England, South Africa and New Zealand. And I mentioned the three of them because I think they're the three nations in the world who can possibly overpower us. And if we're not overpowered, we can play anyone. And I don't think Wales or any of the other teams, with the exception of the three I named, will overpower us. So I think we will always have a great chance to get teams that don't steamroll us. So I would be hopeful. My expectation is possibly a little bit higher, but I would be fearful of the physicality of South Africa come quarter-final time, because they demolished New Zealand there in the first 20 minutes yesterday. I know they were beaten, but the raw power that they have up front is frightening.
I suppose more than likely, Aaron, they're going to be taking on South Africa now, as you mentioned, Moss. Do you think maybe the backroom staff are already looking ahead to that?
I would say we are. I mean, Japan up, first up next, but we are going to qualify now, and we should qualify in number one position, having beaten Scotland. That was the importance of today. Yeah. That was imperative to win today. And I would far prefer to be playing South Africa than New Zealand. Yeah. And I think they'll be looking to that. And that's why we need the likes of Peter. We need a clean bill of health for that, so that we can... if we're playing against South Africa, and which they are going to try and beat us up, we'll need 10 forwards at least to combat that for 80 minutes, because they are a fearful team physically. I think we can stand up to them, but we need everybody fit to do that.
Over the course of the tournament so far, Moss, there's been lots of calls for maybe red card offences that haven't been pulled, and just even this morning with the line ball, the Scottish line balls, they seem to be fairly skewed towards the Scottish side of the line out. Are the rules just not being implemented the tournament so far?
The big thing I was fearful of in the competition prior to this, before it was the red card situation and the new laws for the replays and that. But in the under 20 cup this year, there was 8 red cards which had a profound effect on the outcome of matches. The fellas were reduced to 14, and the referees don't seem to be as trigger happy as I thought they might be, because there's been a huge talk about the issues of high tackling, and they're trying to make rugby safe. So I think the refs will have to start doing that, and they'll become aware of that when pressure comes on, because if there's going to be high tackling and fellas getting slaps on the head, and they'll have to implement that rule. And I thought that would be important in this World Cup. It hasn't been so far, but it was in the under 20 World Cup. So maybe after this weekend, the refs might be spoken to, and you could see a few reds for anything above the waist.
All right, we move on to the Japan game now. Next week, we'll have a better, sense of what state the squad is in later on in the week when the management issue an update. But would you expect Joe Schmidt to make wholesale changes for that game, or will it just be whoever's missing and maybe one or two positional switches?
I would expect that he would put out a fairly strong team, because Japan are probably the only team left who could trouble Ireland. So I wouldn't see him putting out too many of the second team. But having said that, when you saw all the subs that came in today, they were so good that maybe some of the young fellas are probably maybe better than some of the older fellas. So, it's hard to know, but I would say I don't think he'll treat it. I think he'll give it absolute respect and probably put out nearly the strongest team he can relative to what he has available. I would suggest that, because I can't see the rest of the teams like someone on that making, threatening us in any way, and he'll give all the other fellas a gallop in those situations. I would see him fronting up with a fairly decent team next Saturday.
Yeah, well, Sherlock, off to a great start in the Rugby World Cup. Thanks very much joining us on the bigger event.
You're very welcome, Ciarán and Roy. Thank you. Thank you very much.